Malignant Self-Love, Narcissism Revisited was written under extreme conditions of duress. It was composed in jail as I was trying to understand what had hit me. My 9-year-old marriage dissolved. My finances were in a shocking condition. My family was estranged. My reputation was ruined. And my personal freedom was severely curtailed. Slowly, the realization that it was all my fault, that I was sick and needed help, penetrated the decades-old defenses that I erected around me. This book is the documentation of a road of self-discovery. It was a painful process which led to nowhere. I am no different and no healthier today than I was when I wrote it. My disorder is here to stay, and the prognosis is poor and alarming. My name is Sam Vaknin, and I suffer from the narcissistic personality disorder. The narcissist is an actor, and acting a monodrama, yet forced to remain behind the scenes. The scenes take center stage instead. The narcissist does not cater at all to his own needs. Contrary to his reputation, the narcissist does not love himself in any true sense of this loaded word. The narcissist feeds off other people, who hurl back at him an image that he projects to them. This is their sole function in his world, to reflect him, to admire, to applaud, to detest. In a word, to assure the narcissist that he exists. Otherwise, they have no right to tax his time, his energy, or his emotions. That's the way he feels. The narcissist's ego is weak and lacks clear boundaries. Many of the ego functions are projected. The superego is sadistic and punishing. The id is unrestrained. The whole personality is primitively structured. Primary objects in the narcissist's childhood, mainly his parents, were badly idealized and internalized. As a result, his object relations are distraught and destroyed. Narcissism is a phenomenon which affects society and culture in profound ways. The book is heavy reading. It is not intended to please or entertain. The narcissistic personality disorder is a pernicious, vile, and torturous disease, which affects not only the narcissist, but all those around him. It infects and forever changes people who are in daily contact with the narcissist. In other words, it is contagious. It is my contention that narcissism is the mental epidemic of the 20th century, a plague to be fought by all means. This book strives to be my contribution to minimizing the damages of this disorder.